Now, Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
5:14 at Galesburg's Evening News, live from the Knox County Fair in Knoxville on the fairgrounds. I'm Will Stevenson. The fair going on pretty much the rest of the week. Officially started yesterday. Unofficially, we all know it started Monday. So as far as I'm concerned, it's day three of the fair. And it takes a lot of work year-round and a hardworking group of people that give a heck of a lot of time to make this fair possible. And one of those, you've heard, I think, on Monday on the morning show from some of the members of the fair board, but another one of those is the hardest working man in either politics or virtually anything else, Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson. Scott, how are you?
Well, it's having a fun day at the fair, Will. Thanks for having me.
You know, I wanted to ask you about that because coming here last year and then this year, and I see you, I kid you about your driving abilities in the golf cart here. But you're like, as far as I'm concerned, you're the chief problem solver, are you not?
We end up doing that a lot. things happen, and the fair's a fluid event, and you've got to deal with things. If it rains, if it's mud, snow, hurricane, mm-hmm. earthquake, we got to be prepared for everything.
Well, if there's a hurricane or an earthquake here, well, I think there's a better chance of an earthquake than a hurricane.
Yeah, but the tsunami plan is kind of weak, but we're always working on that. Maybe for next year we'll have the tsunami plan.
Well, you know, I appreciate that very much, but, you know, I hate to see, you know, funnel cakes just floating down the midway here.
That would be. Oh, yeah, that's cruel and unusual punishment.
It would be a darn tragedy is what
absolutely.
It would be. Well, I'm curious. You do a lot of things in the community, and yes. In addition to spending a lot of time in the clerk's office, what led you to be a part of the fair board, and what keeps you going as being a member of the fair board?
It's like you said before, it's not just one person; it's a whole group of people that go out there. It's not just the few days of the fair week; it's all year long. They're planning. We're figuring things out. We're trying to make things better, improve things, make it better for everyone that comes out. We want to make sure that we've got a good show for everyone. So it's been, I think, 16, 18 years I've been on the fair board now. Wow. And just graduated up from just being walking around a snot-nosed little kid not knowing what I'm doing to running around like a crazy man with my head cut off most of the time now.
But if I know you, like I've known you all the years that I've been around here, that you probably wouldn't have it any other way. As much as your family and perhaps those of us who know you might look at you and say, are you crazy from time to time?
Oh, yeah, well, it's a family affair. I have my wife and kids were out yesterday. They'll be out the rest of the week doing stuff, too. And it's like, Dad's at the fair. Let's go visit Dad. And they know that visiting Dad means you're probably going to get put to work at some point doing something.
There you go. And this really is sort of an all-year thing, though, because you know, as we've probably talked in years past about, you know, the plight of county fairs, at least in terms of state funding and things like that. You and the rest of the board have really tried to come up with ways to make this space usable all year round, haven't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. You've got to think outside of the box. You've got to think of ways to be able to use the grounds. I mean, the grounds are here 365 days a year, not just the 5-7 days that we're here setting stuff up for the fair and tearing stuff down. So you've got to be able to try to think of ways to keep it alive and find alternative revenue sources. So being able to have wedding receptions in the merchants building, have different things out here during the year to be able to keep people aware that the fair is still here, the fair is around. We're one of the longest running fair, continuous running fair in the state of Illinois, maybe in the world. could be the universe.
Well, I never
fact check on that might still be out.
But, yeah, I'm gonna look into that, but I'm not sure that they have county fairs in Japan or China
we're still longer
Somalia
running.
Yeah. But and you know, I imagine you're not trying to sell people on having wedding ceremonies in the merchants building when they come in to get a marriage license in your office. Are they?
You could.
Are you?
We have done that.
Is that a conflict of interest?
We had a situation. We had a situation a few months ago where a couple was coming in and they lost their venue.
They're
going to do the stuff. They were scrambling to try to find a spot, and we were able to actually get them coordinated. I made a few phone calls. We got stuff lined up, and they actually were able to use the merchants building for their wedding. And it was like, thank you. It's like, we're glad we helped you out, and we're glad you're getting married in Knox County.
There you go. That's so I love a happy ending.
Absolutely.
They have gotten married, haven't they?
Yes, they did get married. As far as we know, knock on wood, they're still married. So see, another Knox County Fair success story.
Yeah, see? You know, there you go.
That's right. But good things happen at Knox County Fair.
Darn right. And, again, that just speaks to all the good things that happen in the county here at the fairgrounds and throughout various levels of county government and things like that, right?
Absolutely. Plus, you get to have all the good smells. We're sitting right across from awesome funnel cakes every year. The McKinney's funnel cakes and lemon shake-ups. I can't get enough of their lemon shake-ups, and I got hooked on the cherry limeades.
I just want it noted for the record that an elected official I think, was looking for a bribe, if I'm not mistaken.
No. I'm looking for awesome food on the fairgrounds, and where else can you find it than Food Row at the Knox County Fair?
Yeah, there you go. What would you say for you if you were telling somebody about the Knox County Fair for the first time, what would you say should be the big draw for them to come out here?
There's going to be something for everyone, from the livestock and the agricultural product stuff to the carnival rides, to the events in the grandstand, to the food. I mean, there's
going to be something about funnel cakes across the way.
Funnel cakes across the way. You can have red velvet funnel cakes and red velvet fried Oreos.
Oh, those are spectacular.
Holy cow. Yes. I have to diet for like 8 months out of the year in order to be prepared for the calorie intake during fair week.
Unlike yours truly, you're in the best physical shape of your life here. So
I sweated off about 50 pounds, I think, yesterday. By the end of the fair week, I may be down to like 10 pounds.
As you're solving everybody's problems here on the fairgrounds.
And 8 of those pounds will be funnel cakes. I'm okay with that.
That's
all right with that sacrifice.
There you go. You know, I'm glad you mentioned agriculture as one of the important parts of the fair because, as much as, it's important to have the events in the grandstand like the stock car races tonight and things like that, I sometimes worry that maybe the agriculture aspect of it is not always top of mind for people, and I think maybe it should be.
Right, and that's the heart and soul of the county fairs. They started off with shows like this, and that's what years and years ago everything was based off of, and now it's just expanded to try to get a more wide range and appeal for everyone that may not necessarily be that interested in livestock. But touring the barns and stuff, being able to see the rabbits. I was talking to somebody last night on the ground, says, we went into the rabbit barn, got to hold like 7 or 8 rabbits and pet them and stuff. And hopefully the owners knew you were doing that. But that's great. I mean, being able to have access to the livestock. We're down at the pig races last night. I was actually a pig race winner.
Really?
I was a pig prodder. I can't remember what they actually called it, but my pig, I got picked by the producers. My pig won.
I am so proud of you, Scott.
Yes, I was cheering my little pig around. It was a big old potbelly pig.
Yeah.
And your pork sandwich that you're eating, I don't want to know.
It's
what
not
I think
him,
that
is it?
That might have been number 7 that was running last night. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case.
No,
but you don't want to disparage the poor pork producers.
No. They got great food.
Yeah.
But, pig races are something new this year, and it's a really great thing that you can come out and see. They had little bitty ones started off, and it came out with big pot bellies at the end, and it was fun.
The pig races are new. I know the carnival's got some new, not new, but additional rides this year.
Different rides this year around, and trying to appeal to the all age groups and all aspects, the thrill seekers to the little kids. So
done some things to the grounds, I know, to make it a little more usable.
Absolutely. So it's a constant worry. I mean, there's a lot of ground out here. When there's not stuff parked on it, there's a lot of grass to mow. So we've got guys that are out here mowing all the time. And just when you think you get it finished, it's grown again, and now you got to start it all over again.
Yeah, that's been kind of the thing here. It's going to be it's been a little hot, and it's going to get a little hotter this week. Is that a concern in terms of attendance?
It's fair week. It could be 20 degrees, and it's fair week, and it's going to be 120. So we expect it. We plan for it, and it's always a great time.
Scott and I wore our long pants, so that's how you know it's going to be hot out here at the fair. All right. Before I run out of time, how are things in the clerk's office?
Doing great. Just kind of the lull time, if there is actually a lull time in the office before we get ready for the elections in November, so it's going to be it'll be here before we know it.
Didn't we just have an election?
I know. And the fun part is the November election, we get to run two calendars because the 2019 municipal elections and school board elections will be coming up too.
Oh.
So they'll be filing petitions while we're processing election results and everything. So it's just the winner of the greatest of both worlds. So.
Scott just got taunted with a half-eaten corn dog, which I think is a bit of a concern, but nonetheless.
Which are right next to the funnel cakes, by the way. So it's just, I can
the lemon shake-ups and the red velvet Oreos and
I can literally roll from one spot to the other and be, I'd be a happy camper.
If you eat too much of that stuff, you'll be rolling from one spot to the other.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, not that there's anything wrong with that. That's for sure.
Not that there's anything wrong with that at all. No,
yeah,
absolutely.
If you see me doing it, though, you should probably call my doctor because that's a bit of a problem. But
the calories at the fair don't count. We got that sign at the front gate. Calories don't count.
Is it the same with
here.
The Weight Watchers points, too?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. I'd love to get that past them at my next Weight Watchers meeting. Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson, also a longtime member of the Knox County Fair Board. Thanks for coming by, and thanks for all the work you and the rest of the Fair Board are doing.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it, Will. Thank you guys for coming out, and we hope everyone enjoys their week at the fair.